faithful Jehovah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, mighty God, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, hallelujah, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, mighty God, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah, hallelujah, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, what to say you will do, hallelujah, that is what you have done, Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, what you say you will do, hallelujah. That is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are come, Jehovah. Oh, yeah, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. Hallelujah, you will never change, never change, ancient of days. As old as you are, Oluwa, as wonderful as you are, hallelujah, you will never change, ancient of days, ancient of days. As old as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change, never change, ancient of days. So as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. How I long calling your name, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Oh yes, how I long, how I long, hallelujah, calling your name, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Jesus, 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 how I long, how I long, hallelujah, calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, lily of the valley, Jesus, every day, every day, your name is the same. Oh yes, how I long, my dong, calling your name, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. You deserve the glory, hallelujah, and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. Lord, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Oluwa. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Baba. There is no one else like you, Baba, 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 Oluwa, Eseo, Baba, Eseo, Eseo, Baba, oh Lord, how I do, Baba, 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 oh Baba, Eseo, Baba, Eseo, Baba, Eseo, Baba, how I do, Baba. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's bless his holy name. There's no like unto him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the ancient of days, the bright and morning star. The one that was, that is to come. Let's just worship his majesty in our life. He's the one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. The story changer. Father, we worship you. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you for your grace over our life. Thank you for the miracle of being alive today. There are several millions of people that have died all over the world. But God has preserved you and I. It's not because we know how to pray. It's not because we know how to fast. It's not because we know how to dance. It's by his grace over our life. Let's thank God for this grace upon our life. Hey, in the just worshiping God in any language that you like. Hey, in the just worship the Lord in any language that you like. Just bless the name of the Lord in any language you require. Just worship him in your language for being alive today. Bless the name of the Lord in your language tonight. O teshe imayami lenu Jesu, eno mi je minu o etu sekumi deni o baba. O teshe imayami. Begin to worship the Lord tonight, because God has preserved you and your family, and you are alive tonight. Just begin to lift him up. He's worthy of our praise. There is no like unto him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer. Father, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bow before your throne. Thank you for being there for us this time around. In the time of trial, we thank you very much. For your name that is above every other name, we say thank you very much. For your anointing that is under every yoke, we say thank you very much. Holy one, show. Father, we thank you. Father, we adore you. Father, we lift you. Father, we bow before your throne. There is no like unto you. You are such a mighty God. The one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. Father, we bless your holy name. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Beloved, the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, there is no truth in us. And we are making God a liar. But if we can confess and forsake our sin, he is faithful and just to receive us and forgive us from all our righteousness. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've let you down, in any way I've disappointed you, have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell God to be merciful. Oh Lord, show your mercy. Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy, show your mercy. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Father, show your mercy to me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, show me mercy. In any way, my family have offended you. They have let you down. Father, show me your mercy, your mercy. Show me your mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Show me your mercy, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, show me your mercy. Father, 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 show me your mercy. Ask God to show you his mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. Show me your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show me your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show me your mercy. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open my fire in the name of Jesus. Declare your heaven open. If your heaven is closed, the enemy will still arrest your blessings. Declare your heaven open by the power and the blood of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 turn up my fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open, 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 open. Open to light my fire. In the name of Jesus. Open, 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 open. In the name of Jesus. Open. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, in tonight's prayer, answer me by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to answer you by fire. In tonight's prayer, oh, wow. Answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me. Tell God to answer you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to answer you by fire. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray some dangerous prayer tonight. Say, I take authority over every principality and power in my environment. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer, 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 prayer. I take authority over every rulers of darkness in my environment tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer, prayer, prayer. In the name of Jesus, take authority, take authority. Every principality, every power, every rulers of darkness, wickedness in high places, take authority over them now. By the power and the blood of Jesus, we have a weapon of the Lord Jesus. Take authority over them now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't take this prayer point lightly at all. Be serious in it, because the Bible says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. The reason why Ezekiel 37 was able to be recorded was because he spoke to the dry bone, and that bone became flesh. So if you don't speak to your situation, it remains unchanged. Lift up your voice and pray this all out and clear. Say, powers assigned to give me bad news this year. Ha! You are a liar. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Agent of bad news. They want to give me bad news over my family, home and abroad. I command to die, 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 die. Hope you want to pray, pray, pray. Any power that wants to give me bad news this year, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Hope you want to pray, pray. Every power assigned to give me bad news this year, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Die, 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 die. Any power that wants to give you bad news in this year 2020, in this corona period, you are not hearing bad news. Over your family, there shall not be bad news. Over your children, there shall not be bad news. Over my abroad, there will not be bad news. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus, I will not hear bad news. Over my family, over my abroad. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. As we speak now, nobody knows the vaccine to stop coronavirus. But Jesus is the only vaccine that can horse it, that can heal it. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. That thing is an arrow fired from the pit of hell. Gather yourself up and pray. Say, every arrow of sickness, every arrow of infirmity, fire into my life. Bad fire! open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sickness, arrow of infirmity, fire into my life. Hold up a fire now. Hold up a fire now. Hold up a fire now. Lift up your voice and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Every form of arrow, arrow of poverty, arrow of infirmity, arrow of sickness, arrow of coronavirus. Oh yeah, go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, go back to sender. Help yourself in that prayer. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Pray this one out like there. Pray for somebody here. I decree to somebody's life here. Every evil bird that is flying because of you, they are not. In the name that is above every other name, if your amen is loud, that bird shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, declare this one loud and clear. Say powers that has determined to waste my life and my family, you are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Die. Every power that has determined to waste my life and my family, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die. Mommy, pray. In the name of Jesus. Every power that has determined to waste my life, I don't care who you are. Die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your water, prepare. Hey, Masutala Baba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This next prayer, if you are here tonight, and each time you are about to make major progress in your life, there is always an evil dream that will appear before those people. I want to gather your strength and pray this prayer point. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 23 verse 18, it says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. So if you want an end to praise the name of the Lord, Amen. If you want the end to come to your situation tonight, I want you to gather yourself to pray. Declare this all out and clear. Say, every dream attack aside against my life and my family, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus, scatter. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, scatter. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha! Every dream attack against my family, die. Open your mouth, pray. Die. Aha! Pray. Every dream attack against my children. Every dream attack against my family. Every dream attack against my ministry. Every dream attack against my life. Oh, yeah, bad fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bad fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, bad fire, In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name. The miracle that you're about to experience next, your enemy will bow down and they will celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. I decree to that person's life, the miracle that will appear to you next day, those who thought it is finished with you, they will see the handwriting of God in your life, even in your family, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Say this one loud and clear. Say uncommon testimonies that will wipe away my tears. Manifest by fire. Every uncommon testimony that will wipe away your tears. Oh yeah, manifest. Aha! My sister, pray that prayer. The testimony that will wipe away your tears. Open your mouth and declare. In the name of Jesus, manifest by fire. Open your mouth and pray. The miracle that will appear in your life, that will wipe away your tears. Oh yeah, manifest. Oh yeah, manifest. Oh yeah, manifest. Oh yeah, manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, one of my most interesting passages in the Bible was the story of Anna. The first passage of 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible says Anna was mocked by the step wife, Peninnah. they mock her a lot. Although the husband loved her, but they mocked her. Why? Because God shut her womb. At the end of the day, one day like this, she poured her heart in prayer. Beloved, there are some times in our destiny that we need to lock ourselves in the room and say, God, enough is enough. Just like Jacob did in Genesis 32. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He was so determined that his children was changed that day. Anna cried at Chilo. She prayed at Chilo. And the following year like this, God answered her prayer. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family. In the name that is above every other name, a miracle that will wipe away your tears. A miracle that people will hear, they say, ha! This can be God. I decree in the name of Jesus, before the end of this month, your miracle shall locate you by fire. In the name of Jesus, it shall locate you. It shall locate you. It shall locate you. It shall locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself again. Don't say it's not possible. The miracle that will wipe away your tears is a prayer point. Say, my father, my father, my father. Give me a miracle that will wipe away my tears. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself in that prayer. It's better you pray now. In the name of Jesus. Father, give me a miracle that will wipe away my tears. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, miracle, Lord. In my family, give me that miracle. In my destiny, give me that miracle that will wipe away my tears. Oh, wow, I need that miracle. In the name of Jesus, that people will know that I serve a living God. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Pray for that miracle. Pray for that miracle. Pray for that miracle. Pray for that miracle. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that miracle now that will wipe away your tears. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says a great and effectual door is opened. Not that we open. It's opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. Beloved, if you know the great opportunity that God has brought your way, that the adversaries has blocked, beloved, you will pray more than this. Soon, you are going to pray this one for yourself. I don't know who I'm talking about, but there's somebody here, an opportunity that will transform your family from where you are to where you are supposed to be is about to locate you. But you need to deal with the adversaries standing at the end of your miracle. Shout this one loud and clear. I don't want your voice to be low. Shout it without apologizing power. Say powers that is wasting my divine opportunities. You are a liar. Die by fire. Da, 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 da. Open your mouth and pray. Every power wasting my divine opportunity. You are a liar. Die by fire. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Every power wasting your divine opportunities. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. Something must happen in your life. Father, not tonight. The power that wasting your divine opportunity. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha ha. I pray for somebody here. I know for sure that you're overdue for a change of story. But I decree and I stand that any power that is holding the key to your next level, any power that is holding the key to your next level, I decree by the mandate of heaven, before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, they must release the key by fire. They must release the key. They must release the key. They must release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release the key now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, it says, I own the key of David. When I open a door, nobody can shut it. When I shut a door, nobody can open it. I am praying for somebody there. With the key of David in my hand, on your behalf tonight, on my behalf tonight, I open door to prosperity. I open door to the miracle marriage. In the name of Jesus, I open door to miracle babies. In the name of Jesus, I open door to your testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I open door to unlimited favor. In the name of Jesus, I open door to doors of opportunities. In the name of Jesus, I open the door for you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Unfortunately, in that passage, in Revelation 3. The Bible says it's Revelation chapter 3. And he said, I hold the key of David. When I open a door, nobody can shut it. And when I shut the door, nobody can open it. I use the key on your behalf again tonight. I'm about to shut some doors in your life. These doors to constant sickness, I shut it in your life. The doors to constant disappointment, I shut it in your life. The door to disfavor, I shut it in your life. The door to lateness in marriage, I shut it tonight. The door to lateness in giving birth, I shut it tonight. The doors to failure, I shut it tonight. The door to life and death, I shut it tonight. In the name of Jesus, say seven powerful amen. Amen, 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 amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this all out clear. Job chapter 22, verse 28. He said, I repeat that statement again. He said, thou shalt decree it. There is power in decree. Everybody has got the key of prophecy. If you don't speak to that situation, it remains unchanged for life. Shout this one loud and clear. I don't know who you are. Say whether the enemy like it or not. Whether my situation like it or not. In this year 2020, my story must change. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Your story must change. Your story must change. Lift up your voice tonight. I don't care what others are thinking. I don't care what your in-laws are thinking. I don't care what your husband are thinking. Your story must just change. Enough of stagnancy. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Prayer. In the name of Jesus, your story must change. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, your story must change. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one for yourself. I told you, you have to decree. And it has to be established. Fire this arrow around here. Save every satanic altar. I didn't say altar. Altar is A-L-T-A-R. I say hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Say every satanic hunter hired to shoot me in the dreams. Carry your gun. Face yourself. Fire! In the name of Jesus, fire. Every wonder, I had to shoot me in the dream. Or you carry your gun. Or you face yourself. Or you fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your hand and pray. Aha! Help yourself tonight. Tonight is the night of deliverance. You shall be delivered tonight. You shall be delivered tonight. In the name of Jesus, you shall be delivered tonight. You shall be delivered tonight. You shall be delivered tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every evil hunter that has grabbed his gun to kill me in my dream, carry your gun now. Face yourself. Oh, you fire! In the name of Jesus, authority is in your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, authority is in your mouth. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. You are going to pray this one loud and never yourself. If you have faith, you will set to a mountain, move, and the mountain will move. There is somebody here tonight that will have a 24-hour miracle. So it's only when you have faith. Praise the name of the Lord. So you are going to gather your strength and pray this one. Lose your temper if you desire that miracle. The Bible said, Elisha told that woman, Shunammite woman, I said, by this time next year. He told them, Elisha, he said, by this time tomorrow. There is somebody in the online tonight. I don't know whether you are a man or woman, but the way you shout will determine who you are. I decree the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, within 24 hours, the miracle that will wipe away your tears, that your life has been waiting for. If your amen is loud, receive it, 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 receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are going to turn into prayer. Say, oh God, a 24-hour miracle. My life is available. Appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to appear. The God of 24 miracle is the God of Abraham, is the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Open your door, appear, 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 appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your door, appear. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In the name of Jesus, appear by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, powers that have vowed that my story will not change. Hey, you are a liar. Die by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Oh, that is a prayer. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every power. That said my story will not change. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty devil pray. there is something they call generational curse. On Thursday when we had this prayer night together, we broke some curse, but I think we need to nail two or three prayer points on generational curse. Generational curse is a certain pattern in your family. You see the pattern, you see the pattern of poverty, pattern of late marriage, pattern of the things are just consistent in that family. But those things that are consistent, they are not normal. You are going to lift up your voice. I beg you, please pray this prayer point. if you can pray this prayer point tonight, there is somebody here, the curse has been working against you for years, but tonight by the power in the blood of Jesus and the anointing that is in the house tonight, the Bible said, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, it says, it shall come to pass that day that the burden shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of the anointing. The anointing in after that is so strong. I want everyone to key into their anointing. I want to lift up my voice and pray. Say every generational curse. There is somebody that taking it lightly. If you don't like yourself, please pray for your children. Pray for your children's children. This is a generational curse. He said, I will bear the iniquity of father from the first generation to the fourth generation. Our fathers have sinned. I will be what they have. If they have done something bad, we are now bearing iniquity. You will not bear the iniquity of what you don't know and nothing about. Say every generational curse assigned to affect me and my family, break by fire. Break the generational curse. Please pray for your children, though. Every curse of thou shalt not excel upon my children. Oh, you are burned by fire. I break the curse now. A curse of thou shalt not make it. I break it over my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Look at what is happening. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Ha. You are going to pray the second course now. Say this one loud and clear. Say every power that has vowed that this is how far I can go. That is the curse of limitation. Curse of limitation. Okay, you can get married, but when you get the marriage, you will not give back. Okay, you can even give back, but you will not enjoy that. That is kind of, it's a curse of limitation. That will never be your portion in Jesus. I beg you, pray that prayer. If you don't love yourself, please pray for your children unborn. Pray for your children's children. Say every power that has vowed that this is how far I can go. You are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in the prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every curse that this is how far your children can go. Every curse that says this is how far you can go. Oh yeah, break. Aha. Break. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in the prayer. Break. In Jesus' name. It is broken. Beloved, in case this thing cuts off, relaunch again. We are finishing by 11 o'clock tonight. The devil is a bastard. We are going to pray for yourself again. Shout this one out here. No longer until you are not hearing my voice anymore. Make sure when you pray it until the last minute. Even while you are cutting and reloading, continue praying that prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. There are some of us here, we have been tied down on a spot. If you know the level that God wants to take you to, but the enemy has tied everything around you down. Some of us tonight, we are supposed to have gone 10 times bigger than where we are at the moment. But today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, every invisible rope that has tied your life down, every visible rope that has tied down your children, every visible rope that has tied down your marriage, every visible rope that they have used to tie you down, in the name that is above every other name, that rope is broken tonight. 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 The rope that have used to tie down your husband, the rope is broken tonight. The rope that have used to tie down your destiny, the rope is broken tonight. The rope that have used to tie down your wife, the rope is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. So, now what we make declaration. Shout this one out clear. Say powers that has tied down my life. Ha! Hey, hey. Say powers that has tied down my life. You are a liar. Die by fire. Aha. Now you know why we need to pray that prayer. Every power that has tied down your marriage, any power that has tied down your children, any power that has tied down your pregnancy, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Masuta la ba 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 ba. Rekesete lebo. Mazuka la ba ba ba. Pray. In the name of Jesus, every power that has determined to tie down your life. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. They must be wasted. Enough is enough. Your life must move forward. Enough is enough. You refuse to tie down. In the name of Jesus, you cannot be tied down. You cannot be tied down. You cannot be tied down. Enough is enough. You cannot be tied down. That's the sister. That sister is, I see you getting delivered. I see you getting delivered. Your husband cannot be tied down anymore. Your wife cannot be tied down anymore. Your destiny cannot be tied down. Your glory cannot be tied down. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Listen very carefully. If any man had an accident, maybe a car accident, and break their leg, the person can still survive. If they break their hand, the person can still survive. But when the person break their head, the likelihood of survival is 0%. And your head is a symbol of your destiny. Your head, there are so many heads that have been put inside the pot. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Ha ha! Say this one without apology to any power. Say powers that has tied down my glory. Hey! You want to pray for your husband? You want to pray for your wife? You want to pray for your children? Mention their name in this proper room. Say powers that has tied down my glory. You are a liar. Da. In the name of Jesus, every power that has tied down my glory, you are a liar. The glory of your children, you must be delivered. Open your mouth and prayer. The glory of your wife must be released tonight. In the name of Jesus, your glory must be set free. I set your glory free. Your glory of your husband, your children, of the glory. In the name of Jesus, you shall be set free. In the name of Jesus, you shall be set free. In the name of Jesus, you shall be set free. You shall be set free. You shall be set free. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Some of us, it was in the dream that they fired the arrow. Boah! That this is how far you can go. They call it arrow of stagnancy. Say this one loud and clear. Please, I'm not here to waste time at all tonight. Say every arrow of stagnancy. Fire into my life. Backfire. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Arrow of stagnancy. Fire into my dreams. When you're by fire. By fire now in the name of Jesus. By fire now, in the name of Jesus. By fire now. In the name of Jesus. By fire now. Arrow of stagnancy. Oh yeah, by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, by fire. Enough is enough. Your life must move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your life must move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of stagnancy. Oh yeah, by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire, in the name of Jesus, Masuta la ba ba ba, rekesetele, masekele mo, pray. In the name of Jesus, arrow of stagnancy, by fire now, in the name of Jesus, pray. In the name, pray for yourself, oh, pray for your children. Every arrow fired in your children's life while they are sleeping, oh yeah, go back to sender. Every arrow of stagnancy over your husband, over your wife, go back to sender. Tonight is your night, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know where they have taken your name to tie your life down. But tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the angel of God that let Peter loose, that angel has set you free in the name of Jesus. That angel has set you free. 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 And the Bible says, whosoever the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. Pray this one for yourself. Say, my father. My overdue testimony must appear by fire in the name of Jesus. My overdue testimony must appear by fire. Pray. Father Lord, my overdue testimony must appear by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, my brother, my sister. Your overdue testimony, not the one you are due to get. Your overdue testimony, they must appear. Pray. Your overdue testimony must appear in the name of Jesus. Your overdue testimony must appear. Pray. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Your overdue testimony, it must appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Help yourself in the prayer. Help yourself in the prayer. It must appear. It must appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Ha. I have a word for somebody here tonight. 3 prophetic statements. I decree to your life, that in the name that is above every other name, it doesn't matter the number of people that died in this coronavirus. I decree nobody will pay you and I a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. They will not pay us a condolence visit. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not pay us condolence visits. 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 A seven for the man. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open your Bible quickly with me. Open your Bible with me before we go to the concluding prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 4. I want to pray some. I'm going to be opening 2 scriptures so I can match them together to pray the concluding prayer tonight. And you know that when we pray like this, we end up with a decree. Numbers chapter 14 verse 28 said, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. In Luke chapter 4, verse, Jesus made a profound statement there in verse 25. He said, let me start with verse 24. He said, then he said, assuredly, I said to you people, no prophet is accepted in his own country. I mean, many people appreciate what they have. But in verse 25, he said this clearly. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, Luke 4:25 now. He said, but I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3.5 years, and there was great famine throughout the land, but though none of them was Elijah, that means Elijah was not sent to any of the widows except the widow of Zarephath in the region of Sidon, the woman who was a widow. So that means in that city in Israel, there were many widows there, but there was a particular widow that God singled out that sent Elijah to. That is the widow of Zarephath. I'm not going to stop there. 27. In that sense, and also in the same city in Israel, in verse 27, there were many lepers in Israel that time of Elisha, the prophet. But none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. Ah, I am not praying for somebody here. I don't know how many of you in your family. I don't know how many friends or your relatives you have. But in the name that is above everybody, there's somebody here listening to me tonight. God will single you out for a special miracle tonight in the name of Jesus. He said there are many widows there, but he was sent to widow of Zarephath, and because she was only one person. There are many lepers in Israel, but God sent Elisha to Naaman, just the Naaman the leper. What happened to the other one? They were like the crowd. But it was singled out of the crowd. I am praying for you tonight. It doesn't matter those who are contesting for your next level in life. God will single your miracle out for you in the name of Jesus. Go again with me. Let me show you another passage here. Thank you, Jesus. In 2 Samuel, let's see how a man was singled out in the family. In 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Let's open there. So that we want to pray the next concluding prayers. That's the prayer that God, remember me for good. Hey, Father, remember me for good. I remember years ago, I went for an interview. That was about 2009. And I was not a pastor there by God's grace. I was just a minister in the church. And I went straight to, I knew myself that I was not qualified for that interview. I knew. They're all by all standards. So they invited, I was shortlisted. So I went to my pastor. That's why it's good to go to a prophet that will tell you the right thing. And say, Pastor, I have an interview tomorrow. Although I knew that by all standard, I was not qualified. And 7 of us were shortlisted for this interview. And the pastor said, Shegu, let me pray for you. I said, yes, no. He said, in the name that is above every other name. Anyone that will perform better than you tomorrow, they will not come. I said, this is a powerful prayer for you. I said, amen. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know who want to take your place in destiny. In the name that is above every other name, they will not appear in the name of Jesus. I said, Pastor, thank you. Don't just one prayer point. You know, it was only one stone that they need to bring down the head of Goliath. One prayer point can finish anything. And I got there the next day. They called me and said, welcome, God bless you. Good afternoon, good morning, good morning. They shook us. And now sat in a reception room. I counted the number of people there, including myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. We are 6 sitting there. Meanwhile, even the same to us, they said there were 7 of them. I said, the God that answered by fire, let it be. I was so happy. Inside of me, I didn't show it anyway. And then I came to say, sorry, it was somebody that called on this morning that he was pulling out that he got another job somewhere. Today, I am praying for you today. Whoever will stand against you, your destiny, God will remove them on your way in the name of Jesus. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, just say, God can single somebody out. In fact, of all the interview, of all of us, to the glory of the Almighty God, to the shame of the devil, I was the least qualified there, but I was one they appointed. Why? Because if God be for us, nobody can be against us. That's the power of God. In 2 Kings chapter 9, I read from verse 1. Listen very carefully. Now David said, 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 1. David said, he was asking, in fact, for David to have said this thing, he was so comfortable. You know, David, Jonathan, they were both friends. Amen. Very friend. But Saul was an enemy to David. But Saul died. Jonathan died. All the brothers died. And one day, when he found out that all the male in the house of Saul were dead, David woke up one day just like this, verse 9. He said, now David, is there still anyone who is left in the house of Saul? Is there somebody left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Jonathan, the information was that all the male in the house of Saul were dead. David then said, don't tell me there's nobody. I even need anybody that say, my name is, I didn't play Saul. No. He just said, you are connected to Saul. But he could not find anybody. He said, is there nobody left in the house of Saul that may show kindness to him for Jonathan's sake? I told you, we read earlier, of all the lepers, Naaman was singled out. Of all the widow of Zarephath was singled out. Look at this single out again. In verse 2, and there was a servant in the house of Saul named Ziba. So he went in, so when they called him to David, the king said to him, are you Ziba? He said, yeah, yes, sir, at your service, sir. Verse 3. Then the king said, he repeated the question, is there not still anyone left in the house of Saul to whom I want to show kindness of God to? Look at this case. He was so overwhelmed that I want to bless somebody. I am praying for somebody here. The helper of your destiny that will make you joyful. The person will not rest until they do one thing that they need to do in your life. In the name of Jesus. For David to wake up that morning to be asking the question, maybe God has troubled him all the night. And that was, and Ziba now answered in verse 5. And in verse 4, sorry, 3. Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. So he is already disabled. In fact, when they were killing all of them, maybe somebody just threw him, well, you just escape. They just threw him down from the window, just escape. And that was how he became lame. And in verse 4, so the king said to him, where is he? Where is he? And Ziba said, he said, well, he said, indeed, he is in the house of Micah, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar. Can you hear me? It is in Lodebar. And in verse 5, the king said, send and brought him to the house of Micah, the son of Amiel from Lodebar. In verse 6, now when Mephibosheth, 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 8 now. When Mephibosheth, that's his name, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated before David and said, David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. And so David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan's, your father's sake. Not only that, don't see that. I will restore to you all the land of Saul and your grandfather. You shall eat the bread on my table continually. In verse 8, when he heard that, then he bowed down himself. What is your servant that you should look upon him, such a dead as dog? And the king answered, and said, Ziba, the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given you to the master's son, all that belonged to him, to Saul, give it to him. Therefore, you sons and your servants shall walk in this land for him. You shall bring the harvest. He restored everything that the grandfather and the father has done for good. Why? Because of Jonathan's sake. The first lesson there, mommies and daddy, be kind to people. Because the seed you sow today, you will reap it tomorrow. He said, be not be defeated. God is not mocked. Whatever any man soweth, he will reap. So the first lesson in that passage is that be kind, be nice, be good to people. No matter how, be good to them. Don't face them physically and begin to fight them physically. No. Even if you know they are the one behind your problem, pray, go to your closet, kneel down your knees and begin to fire prayer. You may be a dangerous person in the field, in the spiritual, but you are being nice in the physical. That's the first lesson here. Number two, that guy called Mephibosheth, he woke up with nothing in his hand, but because of God remembered him for good, he was singled out of the. You are going to lift up a voice to her. I don't know the good that your grandmother has done. I don't know the good that your mother has done. I don't know the good that I have done in the past, but nobody has been compensated. In the name that is above every other name, before this year runs out, I decree to your life, God will compensate you in the name of Jesus. So the first prayer point here is that one day God remembered Mephibosheth. God, he said, is there no one? There was a burden in the king's heart. I want to bless somebody. I am praying for several people on the line tonight. I don't know who you are, but the God that we are serving, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that can bless, nobody can curse. I decree today, he will connect you to your divine power. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, my Father, remember me for good tonight. Oh God, my Father, remember me, remember me, remember me. Remember my children. Oh Lord, remember me for good. In the name of Jesus, remember me for good. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, remember me, remember me, remember me. Remember me for good. Remember me for good. Remember me for good. Open your mouth and pray. Remember my children, oh Lord. Remember my siblings, oh Lord. Remember my wife, oh Lord. Oh Lord, remember me for good. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this all out clear. Send my generation of blessings. Hear the word of the Lord. Appear in my life in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Father, let my generational blessing appear. My generational blessing. You must appear, you must appear. You must appear, you must appear. You must appear, you must appear. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you look at the passage very well, when God remembered you, he will turn your sorrow into joy. I am praying for tonight. For everyone that is privileged to connect tonight, from tonight, everything that you have ever cried for, God will turn into joy tonight in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, he will turn death sentence into long life. Death sentence into long life. Therefore, I decree to somebody's life, anyone that they have already fired the arrow of death onto, anyone here that they have fired the arrow of untimely death, oh, including myself and my family, if your amen is loud, that arrow shall go back to Satan in the name of Jesus. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, we pray. When God remembers you, number three things that will happen is that favor and blessing, they shall surely follow you. That's when God remembers you. I am praying again for somebody here. Because the last prayer point is that, Father, remember me. That's what I'm trying to explain something. There's one more prayer point, but I'm just going to show you that. When God remembers you, you will receive favor, you will receive blessing that you don't even deserve. When God remembers you, God will heal your hidden wounds. Many of us are emotionally damaged that you don't know how God will heal this wound. He will surely heal the wound emotionally. The woman with issue of blood, she has spent all that she has on the sickness that she doesn't even know the meaning. The blood was just flowing from her body every day. But when she touched the hem of his garment, the blood ceased. Tonight, I decree, the Lord will heal every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. He will heal your marriage. He will heal your job. He will heal your destiny in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, whether you believe it or not, your tears will suddenly be wiped away. How do I know that? In 1 Samuel chapter 1, God remembered Anna, and God used Samuel to wipe away his tears. I am praying for somebody here. If you are believing God for fruit of the womb, by this time next year, the God that opened the womb of Anna, in the name that is above every other name, he will open your womb too in the name of Jesus. Because God has to remember you. When God remember you, you must surely laugh last. No matter what, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When God remembers you, another thing that will happen is that a journey of 10 years can be completed in 10 days. That is when God remembers you. I just told you about my own story just now. I said, I knew very sure that this man, you are not qualified. But the Oyibo people, they say, no. This is the person we want. Why? Because God opened a book of remembrance concerning me. Praise the name of the Lord. When God remember you, another thing that will happen, that your lost inheritance, that's happened to Mephibosheth now, all the things you have lost in the past will be totally restored. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know what you have ever lost before that is precious to you. In the name that is above everyone, with your loudest amen, recover tonight in the name of Jesus. But God has to remember you. And another thing that happened again, when God remembers you, your helper of destiny must surely look for you. That is the end of the message. So the prayer point: if you love yourself, you can pray it. If you don't love yourself, you can keep quiet. But if you know you are desire God, enough of the level I am. I need you to move me forward. I am too tired of this level. If you want to move forward with me, I want to lift up your voice without apology to any power. Say, my Father, remember me for good tonight. Tell God to remember you. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to remember you. My sister, pray. Oh, Nuwao, remember me tonight. Remember me tonight. In the name of Jesus, Oluwao, I need your help. I need you. Please remember me. Remember my children. Remember my marriage. Remember my destiny. Remember my wife. Remember my sibling. Remember my parents. Oluwao, remember me. Oluwao. In the name of Jesus, pray. Remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus, remember you tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. And another thing is that when God remembers you, a sudden arrow of non-achievement will get out of your life. So you are going to pray like this. Say, arrow of non-achievement. You try to go to college, you couldn't go to college. You try to get married, you couldn't get married. You try to do everything, then is that arrow fired somewhere? Is that okay? Oh, you might take people that are here that won't fight you. You don't know. Is the arrow that been fired in the past? Shout this one out of here. If this one is your own, you are going to shake your body to let the arrow go out. Say, arrow of non-achievement. Fire into my life. By fire. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for your children. Your children will not carry the arrow. Your husband will not carry the arrow. Your wife will not carry the arrow. My wife will not carry the arrow. My children will not carry the arrow. My son will not carry the arrow. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. God. Father, Lord, the arrow must go back tonight. God, the arrow must go back tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. When God remembers you, when they take your name to the coven, fire will answer them. Fire will answer them. You know, fire is not solid. Fire is not liquid. Fire is not gas. Fire is just fire. You are going to pray. Say powers that gather themselves together to submit my name in the coven of darkness. Holy Ghost, fire! Scatter them to silence them. Every power that submitted my children's name, that submitted my wife's name, that submitted my destiny in the coven of darkness. Holy Ghost, oh yeah, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, scatter them tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, we are going to pray that prayer one more time. Say, my Father, remember me for good tonight. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. The God that remembered Anna, he remembered Mephibosheth. The God remembered
said, you know, Father, remember me. Only one, remember me. Father, remember me. Remember my children. Remember my wife. Remember my destiny. Only one, remember me. Father, remember me. Tell God to remember you. Tell God to remember you. Help yourself in prayer. Father, remember me. Only one, that's all of me. My children, maybe only one. And that's all of me. Enough is enough. I need a change. Father, remember me. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I decree tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, when Daniel was thrown into the lions, then the Bible said the king could not sleep because he wanted to see what was in Daniel's life. And he woke up very early in the morning. Daniel chapter 3, I went God. He said, Daniel, as your God will you serve, being able to deliver him, you? He said, live long, O king. My God has sent an angel to shut the mouth of lion. The king could not sleep because Daniel need to get out of lion's den. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know who has put you in the prison of life, that this is how far you can go. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I demand your release in the name of Jesus. I demand your release. I demand your release. I demand your release in the name of Jesus. From today, whoever God needs to withdraw their sleep, for you to be remembered. From today, God will withdraw their sleep in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, it shall be well with you. The God that remembered Mephibosheth, he will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is done and is settled in the name of the Father and that of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Before Thursday prayer line, there is somebody here tonight. God will have given you a 24-hour miracle that will surely know that God has remembered you for good. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't forget again to join on Thursday by the grace of God, 10 o'clock on the same platform. 10 o'clock on Thursday to 11 p.m. We are praying like this again. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Men ought to pray and not to faint. This season that we are, the devil is waging war to make sure they send people to hell. But you will not be part of it in Jesus' name. For all this prayer to happen tonight, you must surrender your life to Christ. You must be on the Lord's side. Are you for God or you are against God? If you are against God, all this prayer that you are shouting is just wasting your time. But if you are for God, I can guarantee you, your prayer will be answered. And if you are not for God, you have the chance to move to God's life. Just pray, Father, forgive me of all my sin. I want to become your son and your servant. Help me to serve you better. In Jesus' name we pray. And that's it. Your name shall be written in the book of life. It is well with you. Live right and keep safe. It shall be well with you. By God's grace, if Jesus' standing is coming, I will see you on this line on Thursday, 10 p.m. Can we share the grace of fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven, hallelujah, I want to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you.